password access code 648568.
And Revelation 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Okay. So where was the tabernacle?
And
with men.
Yes.
God is with men.
He's not in a building.
No.
He has left the building.
Yes.
Years ago.
Yes. Remember, the tabernacle was us.
Yes.
Where God dwells. And then it says, with man, and he will dwell with him, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Yeah.
1 John 3:8-9. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Got a problem there. There's a problem. It says, he who commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God is revealed in us. He's where?
In us.
He's revealed in us.
Yeah.
That he might destroy in us the works of the devil. Now you understand where the work is being done. Jesus is in us destroying what? The works of the devil. In us. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Christ came to take away sin.
Yeah. In us.
In us.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
In us. That was the promise. See, was hidden, remember? But God wanted to be known, that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And that wicked one touches him.
So we can't say the devil made me do it.
And he says,
that destroys that feeling.
The wicked one touches him not.
That destroys that theory.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the devil made me do it. We just have to keep it out. No.
Help us,
this
Lord.
Is something
Help
totally
us.
Different.
1 John 5:18.
I wonder if we get an accusing thought, that's not of God.
No, it's not of God.
Mm-mm.
It's of us. Carnal mind.
Yeah.
We can't put it on the devil because it says right here that the devil can't touch us.
Can't touch us.
Yeah.
So if you come up with that evil thought, it's not the devil that's doing it, it's you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The carnal part of you, I should say.
Yeah. Because we, sin doesn't dwell in us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because God.
Okay.
It's a separation. It's a separation.
Yeah.
Jesus has caused a separation between you and sin. And he is destroying the works of it in us. He's destroying it. Remember, when the children of Israel went into the land of promise, the promised land, they had to kill all the idols in that land. And that was a picture of Jesus dwelling in us, killing all the idols in our land. Inside
our
land.
What in the land? Kill all the what?
Ikes, the Hittites, the Jebusites,
oh, okay.
The Amorites,
yeah,
the Ikes in the land, in our land.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, the land of, that flows with milk and honey. You are the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
There
it is again.
Yeah.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And that wicked one toucheth him not. We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin, but God protects the one he has fathered, and the wicked one does not touch him. Remember in the book of Job.
Yes.
What did he say? He said, I can't do nothing. You got a hedge around them.
Yes.
I can't do nothing.
Yes. Yes.
But you got everybody. The devil show is busy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he.
Yes.
But right here, it says, wicked one can't touch him.
That's right. That's exactly what it says.
So that's going to blow everything out the world.
Oh, no,
he can't touch him.
That's what it says.
Uh-huh. The one who God fathered.
Yeah.
The wicked one does not touch him.
Praise God.
Romans 6. See, this is good because this is scriptural and that you can bring people right here.
Mm-hmm.
Live at this address for a minute and give us some thought. Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, We too may walk in newness of life. Who are we? We're the children of the what?
Resurrected. Right. Yeah, we're children of the resurrection.
He resurrected. He died on the cross.
Yeah.
But guess what? He rose again.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then the Bible says that there's another baptism of death. Baptism of death. He was immersed in death. Uh-huh. So when you're baptized in the water, that represents you, right, dying, and
he's
you
dead.
Coming back up a new creature.
Yes.
He that be in Christ is what? New creature.
Yes.
All things have passed away, and behold, all has become
new.
Yes. You have to all remind yourself all the time, I am a new creature.
Yes.
I am a new creature. My old things have passed away, but all has become new. I'm new. All right? That's beautiful. Colossians 2:11-12. In whom also we are crucified with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So now you understand why circumcision was so important in the Old Testament, because it represented what Christ was going to do. What?
To our heart.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
In whom we also, ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins, of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Who's doing the circumcision? Who did the circumcision? Christ.
Christ.
And the 12th verse is, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Paul is writing some deep things here.
Yes, he is.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. So what will happen? We're buried with him, right?
Yeah.
And we're risen with him. See, how is that possible? Spiritually. Spiritually. Okay. And who you are. Uh-oh. Is that people going off or coming on?
Hello.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Yeah. My phone had to recharge.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got plugged off.
All right. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. That's beautiful. Colossians 3:1. If he then be risen with Christ, there it is again, been risen with him. See there? If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So,
would that be the first resurrection?
Huh?
So would that be the first resurrection?
Remember, watch this.
Okay.
Watch this. If then ye be risen with Christ, okay, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Okay? So, where is all this taking place?
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. In us. So I think what this is really saying, is just like when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else will be added, I think this is another way of saying that.
That you
think on things that pertains to God in Christ. You ponder on things that pertains to God in Christ.
Okay.
Those things.
Fruits of the Spirit?
Yes. The thing that I was going to say. The things are fruits of the Spirit instead of things on the earth. Things on the earth is your flesh.
Yes.
The fleshly lust and all those things. Don't set your affection on that. The above things that's happening in your heart, through the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those things. See, what Paul is trying to make everybody understand is all of this is taking place inside of you. And you have to wake up to it.
So, again, in layman's terms, don't keep looking at problems. Keep your eyes focused on the promises.
Also, the biggest stumbling block that sometimes I believe that we have is our eye.
You think?
Because we always, and then our imagination, that are then, we have seen pictures of Jesus. That's not even him.
Mm-hmm.
But then here you are trying to imagine Jesus in you in that face or that form. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
That's, and then the Lord said, that ain't even me.
That's someone else's interpretation.
Exactly. So stop looking like that. Because
mm-hmm.
remember, the Bible says, feel after me. Didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to feel after him and you will find him. A lot, it's not about what you see with your natural eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the light, the understanding, the Holy Spirit
yeah.
that speaks to your spirit. Your spirit is one with God. Spirit. What? We are his offspring.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the Lord said, that's not me.
Uh-huh.
So stop it. So we have to, and then, you know, a lot of people, they will, their eyes will focus on the vessel itself
mm-hmm.
than what is inside the vessel.
Mm-hmm. Because we can't see what's inside the vessel.
Yes, because it's hidden to the world.
Yes. We see what
okay.
is presented to the world.
The world or the flesh, what is revealed in the spirit. So, we can't look at the physical all the time. Someone can be unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us won't even hear them or be attentive because they're not attractive.
That's right. But they could have the most beautiful heart,
yes.
the most wisest person.
Yes.
And because that is not what we call beauty.
Yes.
And we just dismiss it. And God is telling us, don't do that.
Can I really say that that's not the flesh is not the person anyway?
Well, that's
it's the spirit that dwells in.
Yeah, because you can get some beautiful looking people and they can be some of the most horrible.
Yes.
The most ugliest acting people
uh-huh.
there is.
One thing about glory means is beauty. Okay, it's the beauty of God, the
oh.
glory of God, the beauty. His attributes are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And if we display those things, we are beautified. We are purified.
Yes.
And we must do those things. Jesus said, I do all those things which my Father says. He
mm-hmm.
said he does them all.
Mm-hmm.
So he was obedient to the Father. So it wasn't no question about Jesus being glorified, was it?
No, no.
And he gives the same promise to us, didn't he? If we obey his teaching, the words, then we'll be glorified. He will show us himself to us. Why?
Because
he's
in.
Hmm?
What do you think, Brian?
Well, if you love someone, they'll always appear, they'll always be beautiful to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you love someone, that they'll always be beautiful
mm-hmm.
to you.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
always.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and like it was said, that some beautiful people, but man, just let them start talking.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, ooh, wee.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is, Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And when we were dead in our sin, he brought us to life in union and fellowship with Christ. It is through grace that you are saved. and us together mm-hmm. with Christ. Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold firm the beginning of our confidence to the end. Mm-hmm. So we are what?
Partakers.
Yes, of Christ.
Yeah.
We are made partakers of Christ. Uh-huh. He dwells in us. And then it says what? If we hold to the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Until the end. There's a beginning and there's an end. 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, by which exceedingly great and precious promises are given to us, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Now you understand that scripture.
Yes. Be partakers of the divine nature.
Yes.
The divine nature.
The divine nature.
Yes.
And having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Amen. And that could be lust of anything.
Yes. Remember lust in the garden.
Not only lust in the garden, lust for money, lust for
everything.
Power, lust for
power. Yes.
Yes.
Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Give thanks to the Father, who hath made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints and the light. Jesus dwells in an unapproachable light by unregenerated men, but is sanctified. Saints dwell there with him as a part of him. Do you understand that?
Jesus dwells in unapproachable light by unregenerated man.
I don't understand what an unregenerated man.
I don't understand that. By unregenerated man. Oh, because man cannot generate light.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
Dwells in the flesh of man.
Oh.
Yes. But his sanctified saints dwell there with him as a part of him. Dwells where? In the light.
In the light. Yeah.
Where's the light? Where's Jesus?
In us. In us.
Oh, I think what you are. This was explaining what we were, unapproachable light by unregenerated men.
Yes.
That we had no light. We could not regenerate. We could not generate light of our own.
Yes.
So Jesus dwelling in us
mm-hmm.
sanctifies
yes.
us.
The power in us.
Yes.
Yes. He sanctified us to do what?
The power in us, which dwells in us.
Uh-huh.
And we become a part of him.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I got it. I got it.
Divine nature.
Yes, the divine
that's what
nature.
That's what he did.
Yes.
Everything. Now, right here, all these scriptures that's being read now, Jesus did more than to die on the cross and resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
more than that. And to come back, talk to his disciples, tell them to preach the kingdom. Right? This is the kingdom which they were preaching.
Mm-hmm.
This here. This Christ. See, he says that any man preach another Christ. This, we've been preached another Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We've been preached another Christ. This is right here. This is the Christ here.
Yeah.
This is the truth right here. That he dwells in us. He's doing the work in us. That's the true gospel.
Yeah.
John 17:24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have entrusted to me, may be with me where I am, so they may see my glory, which you have given me, your love gift to me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. All that has taken place spiritually.
Yes.
That they will be with me
mm-hmm.
where I am.
Yes.
Hebrews 2:11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Call who, brother?
Huh?
Us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Last page. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified, not in process but completed, are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. And John 7:21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, so that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. That's one right there.
Mm-hmm.
All in one. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Jesus in spirit. So to be joined to the Lord is to be one spirit with him.
Amen.
Do we believe that?
Yeah.
Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. So it's a process, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a process.
So, since we're made free from sin, we no longer have to confess, because sin doesn't go in us.
Well, it's okay to confess.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We still have.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Who's doing the purifying?
The Holy Spirit.
Christ.
Yeah.
Holy
Christ. That's who you
should. Yes.
Not to somebody, some guy in a box somewhere.
Yeah. But Christ is dwelling in the inside doing the work.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
He's constantly praying to the Father on our behalf.
Yes.
In the inside.
Yes.
Yeah, on the inside.
There's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right? It says here, Romans 6:22, but now being made freed from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. It says, but now, since you have been set free from sin and have become the slaves of God, you have your present reward in holiness, and its end is eternal life. Luke 1:74. That He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemy, might serve Him without fear. Unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him, all the days of our lives. His perfect love expels all fear. That's in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Praise God. Boy, this is definitely for me. This, oh my goodness.
There's no fear in what?
This study is just transformation.
Yes.
Wow.
It's illuminating. Sure enough.
I mean, it just,
This should free you.
Yes, it has.
And you should be at liberty and know that Jesus is doing the work in you, that God dwells in you, and He will reveal Himself to you.
Yeah.
Sanctification, justification, and what? Purification.
Yes.
He set you apart. Right? Sanctification sets you apart. Justification, you're justified, right, through His blood, and then He purifies you.
Yes, He
does. Yeah.
So, when He purifies you, right, He is pure, right, and then you will be pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going through the purifying process. Paul said that he did what? He said, I die daily.
Yeah.
I die daily. Daily. And then we understand that Paul began to separate, began to see the separation from the I to the sin.
Yes.
And then when Paul died to his will, to his nature, to the lust, what he says, I am crucified with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's no more I that liveth, but Christ,
Wow.
The power of
wow.
God. It says, I love it because it talks about, it says, you are given thanks to the Father, which has made us meet together, meet to be partakers of the inheritance. See, our true inheritance of the saints in light. That's our inheritance.
Partake of it,
So, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. Of Christ dwelling in us and doing the work for us, because, you know, we couldn't do it. He has to do it. We can't do it. He has
As that song
it.
Says, Jesus does it all to him I owe.
Yes.
Because he does it all.
Yes. Remember how it was so beautiful when the Lord told them that he sent out spies, and from every tribe, and they were spying in the land for 40 days. And that they said Caleb and Joshua, they were of another spirit. See, they were of another
spirit. So Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit in them. That's why they knew that they could take the land, and the others didn't.
Caleb and Joshua was a type of Jesus and the Father. Of another spirit. We can do it. I don't care about the giants.
That's right. Let's do it.
There's giants in this land.
Yeah,
there's no giants.
But see, they didn't see the giants.
Exactly.
The others saw the giants, but they didn't.
See, unbeliever always see the giants.
Oh,
there it is. Unbelief will always see the giants. With faith,
we know that we can do all things.
Unbelief will always imagine men as trees walking.
Yes.
So we have to do this by faith. Everything is by faith. Everything is by faith. And believing that Jesus is doing the work for you.
Amen.
By saying no to your will and saying yes to his. Obeying his word.
We are decreasing so that he can increase.
See, we're all going to say, like Paul said, I'm crucified with him. It's no more than me that liveth, I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in.
Amen.
See, that's what Jesus could say. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That's why he could say that. That's why he could say those things. So we went through this lesson, and there's a lot more that the Lord wants to show us. And I know he will show you more if you go over it.
He has shown me a whole.
And because I was going over today, look at that. Wow, look at that. Wow, look at this. And it's just amazing that all these scriptures are here.
Yes, they are.
And we never paid attention.
Never did.
Yeah.
And this is the time.
This was the timing for it.
Yes.
That's why we're doing it now.
This was our time from the foundation of the world. That the Father wanted us to know. The riches of his glory, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you know, who teaches you everything?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Who gives you the words to say?
God.
Holy Spirit.
Right. Are you in the flesh?
I'm in the Spirit.
You're in the Spirit. Right. So we understand to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is
Christ
in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So, we just have to be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us.